Fact check, Schumer falsely claims Trump invited a white supremacist to Mar-a-Lago. By Joel B. Polak on August 20, 2024. Claim, former President Donald Trump even invited a white supremacist to Mar-a-Lago. Verdict, false. Trump never invited white supremacist Nick Fuentes, who tagged along to a dinner with Kanye West in 2022. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, accused Trump of anti-Semitism during a speech to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, on Tuesday night, and ignored the anti-Semitism of the radical anti-Israel protesters in the streets outside, whom President Joe Biden had praised the night before, saying they have a point. Along the way, Schumer claims that Trump invited a white supremacist to his home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, referring to Nick Fuentes. Breitbart News fact-checked this claim recently, when ABC News' Jonathan Karl falsely claimed that Trump had never denounced Fuentes. As Breitbart News noted, Kanye West, who had only just begun to expose the depths of his own anti-Semitic views, attended a dinner at Mar-a-Lago and brought Nick Fuentes, a white supremacist not well known beyond the murkier corners of the internet. He had been banned from many platforms, and unknown to Trump at the time. As Breitbart News' Matt Boyle reported in December 2022, Trump said that Fuentes and those who share his views had no place in the America First movement or within the Republican Party. To quote from Boyle's interview, at the start of the interview, Breitbart News asked him, as the leader of the party and the movement, whether the views of Fuentes have any place in the GOP or the America First movement. No, they don't, Trump replied plainly. Schumer did not denounce the protesters outside the convention. Nor did he criticize President Biden for flattering them. And he never mentioned the word Israel, or noted the extremist nature of anti-Israel sentiment in his party. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.